The road we're on is paved in Garth.
Come along on the journey.
As we explore
Garthology.
Think of it more as a conversation. I like that. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Showtime!
Hey everyone, it's Deb.
And I'm Pete.
And I'm Jess.
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 30 of Garthology. Today we're doing Round 2 of our game, Song Showdown. Before we get started, though, let's discuss how Round 1 of our Song Showdown game ended.
You sure do seem to be pretty chippy and cheery.
It's true. I am quite cheery about the results of that. But let me go over the rules, and then I'll get to the results, and we'll just see what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. You created a bunch of burner accounts and voted for yourself, you cheater.
I don't think that's what I did.
Yeah. When was there ever somebody that was on the internet that interfered or intertwined with us with, you know, I know what your Twitter name is, and it's backwards. It just so happens to be that it's backwards.
Every day?
Yeah. I mean, who's that? Come on. You didn't think I was going to catch that?
That's awesome. Okay. As we discussed in round one of our song showdown, our rules are: each of us will pick one Garth Brooks song that we did not cover in our Garth Games bracket competition that we did during season 3. We will pick a song that didn't compete in that we think will beat all other Garth songs that the two other hosts could pick, and then we'll go head-to-head against the other two discussing why our song should be the showdown winner. At the end of the episode, we each have to pick a winner of the three songs, but we can't pick our own song, Pete.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay, so when we decided that those would be the rules, we also decided that if there was a tie, then all three songs would be presented on our social media pages and in the Garth Brooks Believers group, and the one that got the most votes in 1 week would be declared the Song Showdown winner. Well, for our very first Song Showdown, we ended up in a tie, exactly the way I was afraid we would, and then we did. That's when we turned to social media for our winner. So the three songs in the first showdown were That Summer, Two Pina Coladas, and That Old Wind. We gave those songs out to our listeners on social media, and drumroll, please. I am happy to report that my song, That Summer, got the most votes. It was That Summer, Pete. You saw the votes.
I saw
fake votes.
So for round one, I win.
Congratulations, Deb.
Congratulations.
You won fair and square.
Thank you.
I'm not saying anything bad about our fans and people who love Garth music, but apparently they don't like to have a good time like I do.
That's awesome.
Two Pina Coladas.
Two Pina Coladas did not win.
I didn't see That Summer or Old Wind make it to the live at the new Flip Bar, that dive bar show.
That's true. It didn't. I know, because I was there.
Two Pina Colada did. What does that tell you? Okay.
Actually, oh, I'll have to think back now. He performed it, I believe, but not on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, but
because
none of us would
we
know
got
that except
like
for you,
five
you
other
were there,
songs.
We
Okay, we're going to move on to round two. Maybe Pete will win this one and then he'll be happier.
Oh, I'm going to make sure I win this one. Burner account central here.
Okay, Pete, we're going over to you. What's your second song showdown contender and why did you pick it?
Well, I picked it because it's going to win. So the second song I picked for the song showdown is The Night I Called the Old Man Out.
But I just would not let it go. Years of my frustration had led me to this night. Now he'll pay for all the times that he's been around. He said, son, it's going to hurt me more than it hurts you, but somehow I couldn't help but have my doubts. Cause time to call the open air.
The Night I Called the Old Man Out was written by Garth Brooks, Pat Alger, and Kim Williams. It was released on the In Pieces album on August 31st of 1993, and the song never peaked on the chart, and it was never released as a single. But the story in this song paints the perfect picture, the perfect story setting, and man, we talk about it all the time, and I know we repeat and repeat, repeat, how well Garth Brooks' songs paint those pictures where it could just take you from where you're at and then boom, put you right there. And this is one of those songs, in my opinion. I know that there are probably a lot more than what most people would like to admit, fathers and or sons that can really relate to this song. I know that this story at one or multiple points in my life came up, but I'm just so happy that we were able to resolve it before it turned into my favorite lyrics of the song, where he sings fist to fist and eye to eye, standing toe to toe. He would have let me walk away, but I just would not let it go. I love those lyrics because, like, that's it. Listen, son, here is your opportunity. Take this. I'm giving you this gift. Take it and walk away. And he didn't do it. So I can imagine that at some point, this is probably going to come true with my son. And I sure hope that we get it resolved. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I say probably with my son, I guarantee it's going to happen multiple times with my daughter because she is so much like me. So I'm sure one day she's going to call this old man out. But that's why I picked the song. I love it. I love the story. And it relates to a lot of probably men and son, their sons out there. So I think that a lot of people can relate to this song. All right, so we'll go to the defending champion, Deb, now and see what her second song for Song Showdown is. What do you got, Deb?
Okay, your song is good.
I know it is.
But my song, my second round pick is That Girl is a Cowboy.
Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall.
That Girl is a Cowboy was written by Jared Neiman, Richie Brown, and Garth Brooks, and was released on the Lost Session album, which originally came out in his second limited series box, which was released on November 25th, 2005, and then the Lost Session album was also released separately on February 7th, 2006. That Girl is a Cowboy is my pick for this round, almost specifically, completely, because of the arrangement. That arrangement is so good. But I also love the fiddle and the story. The arrangement is beautiful, traditional country. The sound absolutely melts my heart every time it comes on. It's kicked off by this fantastic fiddle, which I think is Jimmy Mattingly on the record. And that fiddle is woven throughout the song. And then the song also ends on a beautiful fiddle solo too. So with that arrangement, the fiddle throughout at the beginning, middle, end, and throughout, plus the story, this song wins it for me. I love it. Okay, Jess, it's over to you. What's your pick?
My pick for Song Showdown winner this time is Victim of the Game.
Well, it took a little time, but I guess you finally learned that promises get broken, bridges do get burned. You've been sifting through the ashes, just trying to find a flame. Holding on to nothing, you're a victim of the game.
It was written by Garth Brooks and Mark D. Sanders and released on August 27th, 1990 as part of the No Fences album. It wasn't a single, but it was later released by Trisha on her debut album in 1991. Musically, this is a very traditional early 90s sounding country song. There's strong piano throughout and some great progressive kind of stair step rising guitar licks that lead into the chorus. This is a solid country song. Vocally, Garth is softer here. There's a little light falsetto, especially in the beginning. It's intentionally subdued in places, followed immediately by this powerful intensity. It's so smart and strategically done, but it flows so naturally at the same time. Lyrically, it's very inclusive, getting right to the core of each and every listener, stating, "It don't matter who you are, it treats everyone the same. All you need's a heart to be a victim of the game." Man, that just draws you right in. You are one with the protagonist immediately, and you feel those soulful vocals right in your bones, in your guts, and in your heart, where every good songwriter's aiming. With the line, "There ain't no standing tall in the shadow of the shame when everybody knows you're the victim of the game." Again, you feel the shame and the embarrassment, the anger right along with him. And that takes us right into those final lines when the protagonist feels the same connection as he wails that gutting finale. "When I look into your eyes, I can really feel the pain, staring in the mirror at a victim of the game." Dang, that's an ending, friends. This song just has an it factor, you know? This will be the one that, when we're done with the game, I'll find myself still singing it later tonight. And that's a powerful thing that I don't think you can put a value on. And that's why I think Victim of the Game is the superior song.
We will never, if it comes to just words, we can never beat her.
So my song choice for the second one is Victim of the Game.
We can't win. We just can't win.
And Deb, when you said that girl's a cowboy, I was like, oh yeah, not another song out there. I don't think it'd be it. And then Jess went on and she's like, oh, it just gets you to your bones and your guts. Oh, all right, Victim of the Game it is. Son of a mother.
It does, though. I love that song so much. And you know, funnily enough, Victim of the Game is one that, like, I think because that was one of the very early albums, I didn't either appreciate it or get it when I was younger, but that's one that I listened to later and kind of got later. And then I loved it so much, it became one of my favorite songs. So it's funny because I probably got it about 10 years after it was originally released is when I started like listening to it just repeatedly on my playlist. But now it's one of my very favorite Garth songs.
Yeah, I mean, it must be, because how many times do we talk about, like, we'll say, you know, our favorite lyrics or this favorite part of the song just popped off with three of them and the ending. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, crazy.
Yeah.
And this is the one, and I think we talked about it in a past episode, that Trisha recorded also.
Yes. This is one that I really wish that they would collaborate on and do some kind of duet version. Yes. I think we talked about that because they both recorded their own version.
And
of
I
it.
Even, like, yeah. I even edited them together so yes. It would sound like a duet. That's yes. funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I love both versions equally, but yeah, it's just a great song. I mean, it really is. It's a powerful lyric. It's a great song. So, but you know, it's Garth also.
True.
There's probably little that he can sing that we wouldn't be like, I mean, it's really amazing, but.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to Pete. You okay. have to pick what song. You remember, you can't pick your own. So yeah, you have to pick either That Girl is a Cowboy or Victim of the Game. Oh, this is hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if I was just to put the two songs against each other with the titles, the lyrics, and the one that comes on, I turn it up a little bit more than the next, it would be That Girl is a Cowboy. But then you know, Jess said 10 years after she started listening to it, she got it. And I think listening to Jess's description of it, I think I just got it. Like, I really think I may have just got that song. But I got to go back and listen to it now that Jess has put it that way, because I don't know that I looked into it that deeply, or that, you know, I didn't study it that much before. A great song, a song I know every word to. But I think it was just a song that I knew every word to. However, you know, That Girl is a Cowboy is a great story song, the one that I turn up. So I'm going to go with The Night That I Called the Old Man Out. That's what I'm going
to do. You can't. You don't right, get to do that.
All right. I'm going to go with Aunt Deb, That Girl is a Cowboy.
All right.
Okay.
So, all right. And Deb, what do you got?
Oh, this is so tough. This is so, oh my gosh. Why are we doing this to ourselves again?
I don't know. We've got to quit playing games. They're too hard.
We really do. They are too hard. Okay. So I have to choose from either Victim of the Game or The Night I Called the Old Man Out.
Hey, if we pick 0.5, could there still be a tie?
No. Wait, what?
All right. I pick half of one, half of the other. Yep. There you go.
There could still be a tie.
Oh, darn. Good luck, Aunt Deb.
Okay. I am going to go with, okay, if I were playing those two songs right now.
That's exactly what I kept saying. Like, I kept thinking it.
What one would I gravitate towards? What one would I turn up louder? What one would I sing more? I got to go with The Night I Called the Old Man Out. Gosh, that's tough. Yes, oh. Yes. All right. Okay, Jess. There we go.
You just
again.
Picked it and moved on. You don't want to explain anything. Nope, I'm out of here.
Because I can't. Because she fights for it so well.
I know.
It's like she's a prize fighter in there battling. And exactly. So to pick a different song is like, how did I do that?
I'm like, how dare you?
If all I did was pay attention to what Jess said, she would forever win my vote always. And she brainwashes me. She brainwashes me. So it's I'm true. Like, not today, Satan. Not today. You're not going to brainwash me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
I think this week was harder though for me personally. Like, this was a harder set of three songs than the last set, because I could really, I mean, I argued my song obviously because I chose my song, but I could have equally written up something for any of these three songs because they're all songs that I love and listen to on repeat.
That's a good point. Yeah.
If I did like the two of you said, and I really just sat and was like, okay, I'm going to listen to these songs back to back, and then I'm going to decide which one I wanted to play a third time. Listen to one, listen to the other. Which one do I want to listen to again? It would be That Girl Is a Cowboy.
Dang
only
it.
Because I have a, like, I, that song so reminds me of my aunt, my mom's sister. She was like that, like, cowgirl. We used to go stay with her when we were kids, and she passed when I was in my early 20s. But I just, the first time I heard that song, I was like, that is my Aunt Mary to a T. Like, I could just picture her on her horse. And, you know, I know she had people like that in her life that, like, she was the cowboy that they would go to. And so I think I would love the song anyway, but I have an emotional tie to it too. And it pushed me over the edge to choose that one.
Well, there you go.
And oftentimes that'll do it for me with songs, is when you connect like that, forget about it.
Yeah.
That's all you see. So that means I win, right?
You won again.
Because I got Pete's vote and I got your vote.
You
that's
did. You won
two
again.
Games in a row. Oh, the pressure is on for whenever we play song showdown number three.
Well, I'm just going to have Jess do my research for me and then send her a $25 gift card to Starbucks or something. Right, write this for me and then read it for me.
I also do college papers on the side. No, I'm just kidding. I don't.
Well, congratulations, champ.
Thank you. That's two.
Are we going to do like a little gold belt, you know, for the...
Ooh, yeah, oh, like a prize fighter belt. I'll be carrying around my heavyweight belt.
Yes.
Just throw it over your shoulder.
I'll take a picture of me holding a belt over my shoulder and post it on the website.
There you go.
You know what would be fun, though, is still, even though you won, it'd still be fun to post it on the socials and see what other people would think out of these three.
Yeah, that's true. We can see if they agree.
Hurt anything. Right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, we'll do that. Okay, everyone, that's it for this episode. So, I won. That's two games in a row. But let us know what you guys think of these three songs. And like Pete said, I'll go ahead and post it on our socials, and we'll take a vote anyways, even though it wasn't a tie.
And if more people come back with The Night I Called the Old Man Out, we'll reverse the win to me.
No. This show is recorded now. It's going out. This moment is captured and it can't be changed.
All right.
Have you checked out our website at garthology.com yet? If not, stop by today and check out past episodes and bonus content. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your podcast platform of choice. If you get the chance, please leave us a review and encourage others to listen. And then be sure and share us with everyone you know. That way you can help your friends in low places become Garthologists too.
And speaking of friends in low places, we are on social media and we know that you guys know that we are because we get a lot of interaction. If you guys are on Facebook, you can find us at www.facebook.com/GarthologyCast. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, and TikTok at GarthologyCast there. We love the personal interaction with all of you. So if you guys can continue to do that and continue to support us there, we do appreciate it.
You can hear new episodes of Garthology on the 7th, 17th, and 27th of each month. However, we'll be taking a quick break after the new year, so no episode on the 7th, but we'll be back with a new episode on January 17th. So please join us for that one. Until then,
this has been Season 4, Episode 30 of Garthology. And I'm Deb.
I'm Pete.
And I'm Jess. Bye, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone, and remember, love will always win.
Finish it! Finish it!
Bloopers.
Oh, look, Jess is ready to go with no warnings.
See, it still says warning on mine.
Yeah, I show a warning, too.
You just don't get to see my warnings anymore for some reason.
I fixed you. If you don't want to fix yourself, Jess, I don't know.
I know. There's nothing you can do for me.
I can. There's only so much I can do.
Today, we're doing round two of our game song. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That might be what you're doing, but that's not what Jess and I are doing.